Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach of the Montana State Billings softball team. Season came to an end last week at the Western Regionals up in Arcata, California. Coach, it was interesting when we talked before you went down there. You said the one thing, I don't know if I should say you were concerned about, but that you said the one thing that really needed to happen for this team was you needed to hit the ball. Obviously, you scored 2 runs over 14 innings. It's probably not what you were looking for.
Yeah, definitely not. And, you know, we worked on it the week before practice as far as the pitchers that we were going to be facing, what they throw, how they throw, trying to, you know, develop some sort of a scouting report for our hitters on the pitchers that we were going to be facing. We worked on it. We did fine. We got into that first game, and I think it was just a little bit of the postseason jitters got to us. We froze up a bit, and, you know, the pitcher was good, no doubt. Give her all the credit in the world. She was a tremendous pitcher. She spotted the ball well. She changed speeds, used some stuff off the plate. We just weren't in our, you know, normal game in terms of how we like to run our offense, and just was a tough opening game for us against Stanislaus. And, you know, like I said, give them the credit. They're the ones that that put the pressure on us, and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves going into it. So you compound both those factors, and it was, you know, made for a tough game for us. Battled back in the second game against Humboldt State. We had a talk the night after the Stanislaus game, and I told the kids, "Hey, get your war paint on. You know, this is it. It could be the end of the season tomorrow." And we certainly responded for about 6 2/3 innings. And then, you know, it was just one of those things where Humboldt got a few kids on and a couple of blue pits, and they won the ball game. And that, you know, I can't fault our team for anything. They gave everything they had, and I truly mean that. I've never seen this team respond in such a, you know, intense way. They knew it was the end, and they gave absolutely everything they had. We talked about it all year about, you know, you leave everything out on the field. That's exactly what they did. The score just didn't end up in our favor.
Yeah, I think if you were probably to go down there and they'd say over your first 2 games, you know, not letting you know what the results are, you're only going to give 8 runs, you probably take that. That's not bad, you know, 8 runs over 2 games. So obviously the pitching held up pretty well for you.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we had a few walks in that first game, but that I don't think that's what really hurt us. I think, you know, we had our opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them. Pitching did well. Defense did well. Actually, defense was tremendous for us this last weekend. Had 1 or 2 errors, but, you know, watching some of the other teams and in the games that they played, there's, you know, 8 errors in the ball game between both teams. I think our defense played well. Our pitching held up. We just missed our offense this weekend. And, you know, you're not going to win any games if you don't score runs.
Yellow Jacket Coach, a show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show coming up next.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show, talking with Tony Stone, the head coach of the Montana State Billings softball team, just back from the Western Regionals. Coach, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the seniors that you're losing. Obviously, that's the hardest thing about being a college coach. As you know, it's pretty much every year you're going to be saying goodbye to somebody. This year, you've got seven seniors. I always want to be careful when I talk like this because I don't want to, you know, be cavalier or, you know, underestimate the value of those seniors, because I think every one of these girls played a major role in the success of this program, not just this year, but in past years as well. But nonetheless, taking a look at your lineup, the cupboard is hardly bare for next year.
Yeah, that's something that we did last year. We decided that when the seniors coming into their last year, we wanted to make sure that we built depth. And we also wanted to make sure that the kids that we were bringing in were going to be able to learn from the seniors. And we had exactly what we wanted in place. We brought in a lot of freshmen, a couple of JUCO transfers, did exactly what we wanted to do. And I think it's going to transfer into next year. You know, although we're losing seven seniors, we're returning a lot of people that have a lot of game experience. And, you know, that was my intention, to make sure that the kids that we have coming in, they weren't going to be surprised or shocked once they got into the game, because they'd already have some experience. So coming into next year, you know, I like what we have coming back. We've got a lot of good freshmen who are going to be sophomores, and some of the upperclassmen that we have as well. You know, we've got... You know, I will say this, we've got a very solid nucleus coming back. We've just got to fill a couple of spots.
It's interesting when I look at it, though. One thing that surprised me a little bit, if I'm looking at it correctly, only three juniors coming back. So you're only going to have three seniors. There are some intrinsic qualities to having seniors on the team in terms of leadership. Do those juniors right now, do you think they possess those qualities of leadership that you kind of need in that senior class?
Absolutely. Stevie Howard and Whitney Whittemore both are now going to be team captains for next year. Two of the three seniors that we will have. Dawn Norcross, she just got out of shoulder surgery. The way she plays is a leadership quality in and of itself. So I think we will have the leadership. Kelly Parsons will also be a team captain for us next year, coming back as a junior. You know, the upperclassmen that we do have, we will have strong leadership. The underclassmen that we do have coming back, I think they've learned what they've needed to learn. So coming back into the fall, I think we'll be ready to go.
I want to talk a little bit about a little bit more about the future in terms of, you know, the prospects for postseason and things of that nature. If you take a look at Humboldt State, which did not advance past the regional, by the way, but nonetheless, it's kind of an annual event, Humboldt State getting into the postseason. It's been a while since, you know, Montana State Billings had been in the postseason. How close are you to having that kind of program that where, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, getting to the postseason isn't just a really, really cool thing. It's more or less expected.
That's what we're trying to build, you know, is every year we want to be in the postseason. We want to give ourselves a chance to make it into the postseason. And I think we're there. I really do. You know, this year we had a lot of seniors that were a part of getting us to the postseason. They've graduated. What we've built in the underclassmen and some of the freshmen that we have coming in, that's exactly what our mindset is. We're going to make it to the postseason every year. Our preparation, our workouts, everything that we do in practice, that's going to be our mindset. Whatever we're doing, we're going to do it to make sure that we make it to the postseason on an annual basis, rather than, like you said, it being just a once every 4 or 5 years. So I think we're there. I don't want to sound too cocky or anything like that, but I think what we have in place, I think we have the pitching in place, definitely. I think our defense is going to be able to keep us in ball games. The trick is always going to be offense. Can we score more runs than the other team? Because I think our defense and pitching will hold the other teams to, two or three runs per game. We've just got to make sure that our offense is scoring 4 or 5.
I look forward to the day where you go to the postseason, and if you don't make it past the regionals, that you're just absolutely bumming. I mean, that's kind of the goal, too, you know, get to that point where it's not just a matter of making it to the postseason, maybe bringing home the national crown. Is that something that's a realistic goal for the Yellow Jacket program?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, coming back from this tournament, it was a tough way to end the season, a tough loss to a good team that we thought we had beat. The depression has set in, no doubt, but I think that fuels the fire that a lot of the girls had a taste of what the postseason is, and they really liked it, and I think they're hungry to get back there. So it's not so much the idea of making it. anymore to this team. I think it's let's make it and let's advance. That's what our goal is.
I think the postseason just smacks of irony from the standpoint that only an elite few make the postseason, and yet only one of those teams is actually going to start off the next season on a winning streak. Everybody else is on a losing streak. That's to me, that's always been kind of a fascinating aspect of it when you look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, and you know, the old saying, only one team gets to win its last game, and that's just like you said. There's only going to be one team going into next season on a winning streak. Well, you have to be pretty good. There's no doubt, I think, anybody that saw a ball game this year that the Great Northwest is a very, very difficult conference to be in. The West region, a very difficult region to play in. And if you advance out of the West region, and I think that says something about your ball club, that you know, I think you're playing some of the toughest competition in the nation. And if you can get out of the West region, going to the national tournament and you know, do some damage there, I think you do become one of those elite squads that we're talking about right now.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributor, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. When we come back, going to be talking about some of the recruiting efforts that are coming forth for Montana State Billings. That's on the third part of the Coaches Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone. The last coaches show, at least for this season, as we kind of head into the off season. So you got a lot of great players coming back, including three juniors, a lot of freshmen that are moving up, some sophomores. So I guess you're all done. No need to recruit, huh?
I wish. No, recruiting is ongoing. It never stops throughout the year. One of the biggest things that we're looking at right now is we have three first-team all-conference players that we're losing. That's Steph Goslin, Trina Stacks, and Leslie Davis. Couple that with an all-conference pitcher in Lisa Moore, and then you're losing Shea Oberg, Crystal Bentley. I mean, two very solid starting outfielders for us. You know, I think we've got some holes to fill, but overall, I think we've got the depth to fill those right now. But I think our main spot right now is first base. We've recruited Madison Smith. We signed her early out of California. I think she'll come in and help us out at third base. I don't think you're ever going to be able to replace a player like Leslie Davis. She's just one of the best players I've ever seen at that position. But I think Madison's going to come in and do a good job for us. So first base right now is the spot that we're looking to fill. Also, I want to bring in one more pitcher. I think we're pretty set at catching right now with Kelly and Jenna Van Eichren. But one more pitcher is going to be able to help us with our rotation. You know, we play a 40-game conference schedule plus 10 non-conference games, and you know, you got to have a solid pitching staff to get you through the year without any injuries. We don't want to overwork anybody or hurt anybody, but you know, if we can put four pitchers on the staff, then I think we'll be okay. So right now, it's first base is the one spot that we're looking to fill right now.
I take a look at this team, and obviously very strong up the middle with Kelly Parsons back at catcher, Whitney Whittemore, Stevie Howard, center fielder. Of course, you're losing Goslin, but I know you've got people that can fit in that position. The one thing that sort of sticks out when I take a look at this lineup, and you were talking about pitching a little bit, you are losing two pitchers, three if you count Tarina Stacks. Mm-hmm. Right now you've got two pitchers that I know of on the roster in Josie Grotbo, of course, the freshman, of course, Casey Condor, who just had an extraordinary year. Just bringing one pitcher in, and is that enough?
Well, we're going to add two. We've already added one as a walk-on. But that one other pitcher, and I can't say who it is. I can just say that we are recruiting somebody right now. She's a possible Casey Condor. You never know. She's, you know, what we've seen and what we've heard from this other pitcher. It's possible we might have two pretty strong aces in the circle for us next year. So we've already added one other pitcher, and I can't comment on who it is yet. Sure. Until we actually make it official. The other one, as I said, I can only comment on the fact that we're recruiting her right now. But I think, you know, if we get these two kids, I think we're going to be pretty solid.
The thing I've been impressed with is, and you know, we've talked about this in the past, is you've got a lot of players that are very multidimensional. You know, you were talking about Jenna Van Eichren, you know, somebody you could stick just about anywhere and put up some decent. You look at, is that a major focus of on your part, looking for players? And, you know, you talked about how you need a first baseman, you might need a third baseman specifically, but do you actually look for those athletes that might be able to fill several different roles on a team?
Definitely. I think multi-positional players are a key to any recruiting philosophy. And I learned that from Jeff Ammon when he was here. Jeff would predominantly recruit multi-positional players. And take Tarina Stacks, for instance. She was a pitcher who also played shortstop. We recruited her mainly as a utility player, and she ended up as a, you know, two-time first-team all-conference first baseman. Multi-positional players is going to help your team, and part of the reason is you know, you bring them in, they might be a shortstop, they might be a pitcher, but then as you go through the years, you might be recruiting and another pitcher or another shortstop might come in, possibly beat them out. So if they have talent to play other positions, they can go somewhere else and make a home. And then, like I said, that's the case for Tarina Stacks. I don't know if we ever were going to put her at shortstop, given the depth that we had at shortstop at the time that we recruited Tarina, but she's just the type of athlete that she's that good. She can play just about any position out there. I don't think she would say that she's a very good outfielder, but she sure turned out to be a great first baseman for us. So, yeah, multi-positional players is definitely something we're taking a look at.
Is there room for the so-called project player? I'm talking about those players that maybe in high school, you know, you might look at their numbers, and you know they're okay, but they're certainly not something you look at and say, boy, there's a Division II prospect if you're just looking at numbers specifically. From a coach's standpoint, do you look at players out there and say, boy, there's just a ton of potential there if it maybe is a little untapped right now? Is there positions in the Yellow Jacket lineup for somebody like that?
Always. And that's proven by Leslie Davis. She was recruited coming out of high school in 2005. Her first year was 2006, and as a freshman, I believe she was at first base, maybe played a little shortstop, but she played shortstop for her summer team. And, you know, at the time, she contacted us. We weren't real sure about, you know, her ability. She looked to be a project. But then she came in and she worked her rear end off, and she just did a tremendous job of making that adjustment to third base. And that's exactly what she did. And again, you know, she came in, just like you said, we weren't sure of what she could do her first 2 years here. I wasn't here for those first 2 years, but, you know, I watched a couple of games, saw her play coming in when she was a junior, my first year as the head coach back. She was a rock. You know, she developed into a two-time first-team all-conference third baseman. So, you know, there's always room for that, and I think it really depends on the player. Are they willing to put in the time? Are they willing to put in the work? As a coaching staff, we're always willing to do that, but it has to be reciprocal from the player. You know, if they're willing to come in and do the work to improve on a daily basis, we always have room for kids with that kind of potential.
Here's an unfair question, kind of encompass the whole season, if you will, you know, and obviously coming off, it's always disappointing when you lose, but nonetheless, when you look at the whole year, boy, you just got to be pleased.
Overall, I'm pleased with what we accomplished this year. You know, we did do some things that had never been done, you know, 39 wins, program record, 53 home runs, program record. Went to the postseason for the second time in program history. I'm pleased with a lot of the things that we've done, but, you know, overall we only accomplished one of the four goals. Our goal is to win a national championship. That started with a conference championship, to a regional championship, to a super regional championship, all the way to a national championship. So realistically, I'm pleased. We did a lot of things, but we only accomplished one of the four goals that we set out to accomplish, and disappointed that we didn't get to accomplish all four. But you know, it's a process. I know the team was a little shocked about going to the postseason. None of the kids had any postseason experience, and that won't happen anymore. You know, for the next couple of years, if we make it to the postseason, everybody on the team will have some sort of postseason experience. So, you know, next year we're going to look to accomplish all four goals.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower, and Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Last Coaches Show for a while, but looking forward to next year. Tony, congratulations on a great year.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone. We'll talk again.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.